Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast. Our word for the week is devotion. Usually when we're using that word devotion in a biblical context, we're talking about setting aside a particular time for God's Word, to study it, to meditate on it, to pray. And certainly that's a worthy use of the word devotion. But as we consider it today, we're going to look at devotion as the attribute that we have, a quality of a person given by God. In that sense, we think of devotion sort of as faithfulness or dedication to a particular task. It's very fitting that we would consider that word around this time of year. Last week, we just observed Memorial Day. When we think about all of the soldiers that have given their lives for our country to preserve the freedoms that we have, they certainly show devotion as an attribute. This week, we also come upon the anniversary of D-Day, where the Allied forces stormed the beaches and secured a landing space on Europe, thereby bringing a faster end to World War II. Those soldiers laid down their lives. They suffered for one another. They showed faithfulness and devotion to one another. But it's also a fitting time of year to consider this word in the church year as we consider God's devotion to us. This past Sunday, many churches celebrated and observed the festival of Pentecost, when the fulfillment of Jesus' promise to send us the Helper, the Holy Spirit, was fulfilled, and thereby showing His devotion to us as He continues to look out for us and to intercede on our behalf as we live our lives today. Obviously, in the Bible, the most heightened sense of devotion is in the sacrifice of our Savior Jesus upon the cross. But we get several examples of faithful Christians who showed devotion both to one another and to their Lord. We think of the relationship of Elijah and Elisha in the Old Testament, how it was time, when it was time for Elijah to move on and to pass his mantle on to Elisha, Elisha was clinging to him in a sense and wanted to be with him and was showing great devotion to him to follow him at all costs. We think of another story about Naomi and Ruth, how Ruth stayed with Naomi in her moment of need and helped be with her at that time. She was faithful to her. She was devoted. In the New Testament, we think about the disciples who, upon the call of Jesus, dropped everything they were doing and followed Him at all costs. Certainly they had their moments of weakness too. Devotion doesn't mean we're always perfect in how we follow God, but the disciples stayed with Him to the end. And also, devotion is obviously centered around the Word of God too. We think of the example of Mary, the sister of Martha, who dropped everything she was doing, wasn't worried about preparing anything for Jesus, but just wanted to listen to His Word. And certainly that is the most devoted act we can give to God, to simply make time for His Word and to receive His blessings for us. The Bible also talks about God's devotion to us and the great impact that that has for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, when dealing with temptation in the world, tells us that God is faithful and will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able, but will always make a way of escape. We have the promise that God is devoted to us, and He's shown that through the sacrifice of His Son. And now that promises great blessings for our lives, especially in the midst of sin and temptation. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 tells us that God is faithful, and His promises to us are not yes and no. They're not iffy, but they're always yes to us in Jesus Christ. Through our one Savior, through our Mediator, we have the promise of absolute security in God, of devotion. He will stay faithful to us in Jesus Christ, no matter what we encounter in life. And so God's lasting reminder to us today is what the book of Revelation tells us in chapter 2, verse 10. For us as Christians, God says, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Be devoted to God. Show the devotion of faith until death, and that will be store up for us great heavenly treasures in Jesus Christ our Savior. What a gift and a blessing of devotion that God has shown us and that we can show Him in our lives. And a good reminder as we think about the Holy Spirit's work on Pentecost, how He uses the Word of God to create and strengthen that dedication. Thanks for listening.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.